A quick reminder before we start to go and sign up at my Patreon page. If we want a truly independent media, then we need to separate content creators from YouTube and advertiser guidelines. The best way to do that is direct funding of the channels that you watch, a small monthly pledge from lots of people. My Patreon is just $5. You get daily posts, you get exclusive content. So go ahead and sign up now and start supporting the channel today. Now, today's topic is extremely important because I'm going to tell you why I am so grateful that I'm a man and not a woman. There is no way that I would want to be a woman. To me, that would be a nightmare. If you're like me and you understand where I'm coming from, you'll see why I feel so lucky that I was born a man. Before we start, I want us to watch this clip, and it's footage of a woman that I interviewed, and she's going to describe some of the difficulties associated with being a man.
Does it surprise you to hear that lots of men don't feel privileged?
No, it doesn't surprise me anymore. It's so popularized on social media now that about feminism, like women and everything. And they've really been putting men down lately. So I really do feel like men have been disadvantaged. Men do find challenges that women don't have. Men are stronger in some ways and can do things that women can't do. In the past, the women and men, men were up here and women here. I think this day and age is coming like this, and we kind of need to balance it out like this a bit more.
On this channel, I talk a lot about the realities of dating, and it is a cold, hard fact of reality that dating as a man is a lot more difficult than dating as a woman. The average woman can do nothing. She can just sort of exist, and she's still going to be bombarded with male attention, male offers to take her out on dates. She doesn't need to do anything special to achieve this. It's just because she's a woman, and in our dating market, women are massively privileged. If the average man does nothing, he's not going to go on dates. He's not going to get a girlfriend. He's just going to get older and older, and he's going to die alone, a virgin. There is no safety net for men. There's just not. So if you want some beautiful, high-quality woman to be your girlfriend, you have to go out and get her yourself. No one's going to deliver her to you. That is the fact of the dating market. Women have it easy and men have it hard. Unfortunately, it seems as though me talking about this on my channel has had the unintended consequence of causing a few men to get depressed. I didn't really understand that this was the impact that I was having until I started doing private consultations, and lots of guys were speaking to me about how they don't see any hope and they're just hugely depressed. Now, this was distressing to me because when I was encountering these guys with a hugely defeatist attitude, I was thinking, that was never my intention. That's not what I wanted. My purpose was to talk about the facts of how difficult it is as a man to exist and to thrive in the dating market so that you can inform yourself and educate yourself and take action to improve the situation so that you can start to succeed. I don't want men to fail. I want every man to improve their lives. I want men, should they so choose, to have access to a beautiful, high-quality woman that they can be in a relationship with. However, I worry that I haven't done enough to really push back against this defeatist, depressed mentality that can come with too much examinations of the difficulties of being a man in today's dating market. And so I want to dedicate an entire video explaining to you why, despite all of the difficulties, it's still a lot better, in my opinion, to be a man.
My final question is, would you rather be male or female in today's society?
Unfortunately, I'd rather be a female because I think males are getting a lot of backlash in this day and age, so good to be a female.
That woman was a pleasure to speak to. She was a Christian, very traditional, socially conservative. She really enjoyed being feminine and showed a lot of respect for natural gender roles. But what are these gender roles? What is appropriate for men and women when it comes to dating? Well, for men, your role is the pursuer. It's your job to go out and find the woman that you're attracted to. For women, your role is to be pursued. You have to entice men to pursue you. And honestly, the woman's role sounds like hell to me. First of all, how frustrating would it be to be judged primarily on your looks? I could be intelligent, creative, successful, have all these incredible accomplishments, be a really fantastic person, and yet the primary thing that men are going to look at me for when judging my worthiness as a partner is how pretty my face is, how slender my waist, how big my tits. I would hate that. I would hate that. Now, I know that men get judged on their appearance as well, but there's no comparison between men and women. Women are judged on their appearance far more than men. Men are obsessed by appearance. That's the first thing that we notice. For a lot of guys, That's the only thing that they notice. I cannot imagine a more frustrating experience than being a woman and working hard on myself to become this interesting, intelligent, dynamic person, and then to be overlooked as a potential dating partner simply because I don't have a pretty face. That would be terrible. The truth is that there's only so much that you can do to really tinker with your looks. You can put on makeup, you can diet and do exercise and pay attention to fashion trends, but you're really just sort of, you know, dancing around the edges. The real difference between somebody who's good looking and somebody who's ugly is genetics. It's as simple as that. If you have good looking parents, you're likely to be good looking yourself. So let's say I was born an ugly woman, but I wanted men to pay attention to me. I wanted them to see me as a highly desirable partner, but there's only so much that I can actually do to control my situation, to improve it. That would be so frustrating. In contrast, if I was born ugly as a man, while that's a huge disadvantage for sure, I can, in addition to like working out so at least I have a good body, I can work on myself in other areas of my life. I can make myself successful. I can build myself up in all the other areas that are going to satisfy a woman's hypergamy. And with enough sustained effort to make myself into an amazing, interesting person, women will find me attractive at the end of that. So you see that even though as a man, my sexual market value is so much lower than my female equivalent, I am so much more empowered and in control of my own ability to increase my sexual market value. That freedom to control my own desirability is worth so much more to me than the comfort of knowing that I'm sort of middle of the road woman who has it easy and just generating enough male interest. You see, I'm ambitious, and as somebody who watches this channel, you should be ambitious as well. If somebody had told me when I was a young boy that only 10% of men, the very top percentage of men, are ever going to experience happiness inside a relationship, that wouldn't scare me, because I'd be like, okay, cool. But it's in my control, right? I can make myself get into that 10%. I can. All good then. That wouldn't worry me because I know that I would never settle for being in the bottom 90%. Whatever the price, whatever it took, I would know, even as a young boy, that I would be in that top 10%. I would make sure that my life was not a cautionary tale. My life is going to be a success story. So long as it's in my control and I have some power over my own destiny, I'm confident that I will be happy and I will be successful with women. What this really comes down to ultimately is freedom versus comfort. Women may have it easier and their lives may be more comfortable because of that, but I don't want my comfort served to me on a silver platter. No, I want to earn it. And as a man, I have the freedom to go after that. I also have the freedom to choose, which is hugely important to me. The freedom to choose is the other area where men and women have massively different experiences of dating. And I would hate to experience that from the female side of things. As a woman, who you date is limited to the men who actually pursue you, which when it comes down to it, is a pretty small number. Of course, a lot of women have this entourage of orbiter men who sort of hang around in the background of their lives, doing favors, giving compliments, hoping that one day she'll magically change her mind and decide to do a favor to these guys and be sexual with them. But these guys on the periphery, they're not desirable mating choices. You're not actually considering them as legitimate prospects for dating. So I don't count those guys. And women's real choice comes from the men who are actually hitting on them. But even here, it's quite narrow because I'm not talking about the sleazy guy at the nightclub or the bar who's hitting on you when he's drunk and clearly is just after sex. I'm talking about the guys who are genuinely pursuing you because they want you to be their girlfriend. They want to be in a relationship with you. Now, how often in a woman's 20s is she actually pursued like that? I don't really know. I don't know the exact number, but I don't think that it's that many. Maybe 20 or 30, something like that. Now, to some guys who have never had a girlfriend or have a lot of difficulty getting women to go on dates with them, that sounds like a large number, like 20, 30, even 50. If you have that many choices coming at you, that seems abundant. All these guys giving you attention, just sort of laid out as a menu, and great, you can see what's on offer and you just pick the best one, the one that's going to suit you the best. I can understand that for somebody who's driven towards comfort and things being easy and not challenging, that does have a certain appeal. But for me personally, I would hate that. The reason is that I'm greedy. I don't want my choice limited to just 20 or 30 or even 50 individuals. That's not enough. I want far more choice than that. And as a man, my choice is like 3 billion. I am not limited to the number of individuals that are pursuing me. I'm the pursuer, and I can go after any woman that I want. My choices are almost infinite, and that is my freedom, and I treasure that. Not everybody's like me. Some people don't like infinite choice. They don't want the responsibility of choosing what they want. Typically, that's because they have very little self-awareness about what they really do want. They don't know what's going to make them happy. They would rather abdicate that responsibility and have somebody else make the choice for them. At least that way, if everything goes wrong, they have somebody else to blame. But I'm not interested in blaming anybody else. I make my own choices and I accept the consequences of those decisions. If you want your choices and options in life just delivered to you, that's a very receptive, feminine way of approaching life. The masculine way of doing things is to go out into the world and learn about yourself. Figure out what you want. Figure out what makes you happy. I have clarity over what I want, and it's really, really specific. I find a very small percentage of the human population attractive. When it comes to appearance, I'm very picky. Now, within that small demographic of women that I find attractive, it's going to be an even smaller percentage of women who have the intelligence that I require. Even smaller to have the ethics that I resonate with, the personality that I admire. And so by the end of it, you see that the number of women that I would actually be interested in being in a relationship with is very, very small. So if I imagine myself as a woman, and my choice is limited to the 20 or 30 guys who show genuine interest in me, how likely is it really that one of those guys is going to be the exact thing that I'm looking for? It's really, really unlikely, and that would annoy and frustrate me so much. I would hate that because of my gender, I would feel limited in my ability to actively go out into the world and try and find my man. But I'm not a woman, I'm a man, and I have that freedom. I did the hard work. I figured out what I'd need from a partner in order to be happy. And I love that I have control over my own destiny. As a man, I'm empowered to go out into the world and find the girl of my dreams. That is the freedom that I want, and to me, it's worth so much more than comfort. I could go on and on about other areas where I'm grateful to be a man, but I think that you understand my point. As rough as it is being a man in today's dating market, from where I'm standing, it's still better than being a woman. So if you're getting lost in victimhood and you're sinking into this defeatist, depressed attitude because you're struggling in the dating market, you're thinking, this is so hard, this is so unfair, it sucks to be a man, snap out of it. Get a grip. Getting all depressed and defeatist is not the point of this channel. The point is to empower yourself with this information so that you can make your life better. Yes, the odds are stacked against you. Life is hard, it's not fair, and it's not easy. But life is hard for everybody. That's just the reality. And feeling sorry for yourself isn't going to improve things. At least as a man, you have some control over your own life. You can fix things if you want to. Be grateful for that. Now, if this is something that you're struggling with, you feel like you're getting lost in victimhood, or you don't know how to figure out what it is that you want from life and you need some help, go ahead and contact me. We'll have a private one-on-one Skype consultation and we'll sort you out. Also, remember to go and sign up at my Patreon page, small monthly donation to support independent media creators. That's it, guys. That's the end of the video. Remember, don't just be proud that you're a man. Be grateful that you're a man.